This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry.
And I'm Celeste Headlee. The pregnancy rate among teenage girls in the United States has jumped for the first time in more than a decade. That's according to a report released today by the nation's leading reproductive health think tank, the Guttmacher Institute. The pregnancy rate among 15 to 19-year-olds increased 3% between 2005 and 2006. Bill Albert joins us now. He's the chief program officer at the National Campaign to Prevent Teen and Unplanned Pregnancy. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning.
Can you put this in perspective for this? How big a jump is 3%?
Well, given that it's the first increase in the teen pregnancy rate since 1990, I think it's quite startling. And, of course, this comes on the heel of what we already knew, which is 2 years of increases in the teen birth rate. Just to put it in perspective, the pregnancy rate usually comes out later than the teen birth rate, and we've now seen increases in both. So I really think, to me, the headline from this really sobering data is that one of the nation's real shining success stories of the past two decades may be in danger of unraveling.
And that would be the cutting in these numbers. Do we have any idea what's causing it?
Well, I think there are any number of reasons. We had a great formula that was working for us in this country. Again, we saw declines in teen pregnancy in all 50 states and among all racial ethnic groups, and in every year until this most recent data since 1990. And the magic combination was less sex and more contraception. More teens were delaying sexual activity, which is positive, and more sexually active teens who were using contraception more consistently and carefully. That seems to be reversing now, unfortunately.
Were you surprised by these numbers? Did you expect it?
No, we sort of expected it because, again, we had seen an increase in the teen birth rate. And as a general matter, the pregnancy rate follows the birth rate. So we weren't shocked. But I have to say that it is, even so, it's quite alarming. And we hope, to the extent that there's a silver lining here, that this does serve as sort of a wake-up call to policymakers and practitioners and parents that, you know, what goes down can go back up again, and this does deserve some real attention.
Let's take it one step further in terms of causal relationships. You say that there, you know, we're really good at reducing the amount of sex, and we're really good at upping the use of contraception. What's causing those things to change?
Well, that's really the $100,000 question here. We can only speculate, and here are some things that we hear from folks who work with teenagers on the front lines. One thing they tend to cite is that there is less concern among this generation of young people than in previous generations about STDs in general and HIV in particular. And, of course, that might have an effect on what teens are doing sexually. It's also the case that a lot of the pregnancies occur among 18 and 19-year-olds, and we just haven't done a very good job, in my view, in this country in trying to reach that age group, the older teens. I think it's also true that many young people simply are not or have not gotten enough information about contraception over the past 5-10 years.
Okay, and perhaps affected by the downturn in the economy?
Well, you know, traditionally, if you look at fertility rates as a general matter, they don't track so closely to economic rates, oddly enough. And particularly among teens, I think it's probably not a close relationship.
Great. Thanks. Bill Albert is the chief program officer at the National Campaign to Prevent Teen and Unplanned Pregnancy. He's talking about a new report out today that shows that the pregnancy rate among 15 to 19-year-olds increased by 3% between 2005 and 2006. It's the first increase in more than a decade.